Hello, everybody. Happy 4th of July. Thanks for tuning in to today's morning devotional. Today's chapter is 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'll read this for us, and I will share some quick thoughts after that. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, but to God, for no one understands him. But he utters mysteries in the Spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Now I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up. Now, brothers, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching? If even lifeless instruments, such as the flute or the harp, do not give distinct notes, how will anyone know what is played? And if the bugle gives an indistinct sound, who will get ready for battle? So with yourselves, if with your tongue you utter speech that is not intelligible, how will anyone know what is said? For you will be speaking into the air. There are doubtless many different languages in the world, and none is without meaning. But if I do not know the meaning of the language, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker a foreigner to me. So with yourselves, since you are eager for manifestations of the Spirit, strive to excel in building up the church. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. Otherwise, if you give thanks with your spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say amen to your thanksgiving when he does not know what you are saying? For you may be giving thanks well enough, but the other person is not being built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak 5 words with my mind in order to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature. In the law it is written, by people of strange tongues and by the lips of foreigners will I speak to this people, and even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Thus tongues are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers. While prophecy is a sign not for unbelievers, but for believers. If, therefore, the whole church comes together and all speak in tongues, and outsiders or unbelievers enter, will they not say that you are out of your minds? But if all prophecy and an unbeliever, if all prophesy and an unbeliever or outsider enters, he is convicted by all. He is called to account by all. The secrets of his heart are disclosed, and so, falling on his face, he will worship God and declare that God is really among you. What then, brothers? When you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. If any speak in a tongue, let there be only 2 or at most 3, and each in turn, and let someone interpret. But if there is no one to interpret, let each of them keep silent in church and speak to himself and to God. Let 2 or 3 prophets speak, and let the others weigh what is said. If a revelation is made to another sitting there, let the first be silent, for you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all be encouraged. And the spirits of prophets are subject to prophets, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints, the women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law also says. If there is anything they desire to learn, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church. Or was it from you that the word of God came? Or are you the only ones it has reached? If anyone thinks that he is a prophet or spiritual, he should acknowledge that the things I am writing to you are a command of the Lord. If anyone does not recognize this, he is not recognized. So, my brothers, earnestly desire to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in tongues. But all things should be done decently and in order. All right, so there's a lot going on in this chapter, and I'm not going to be able to cover everything, at least not in a ton of depth. So I hope, as always, you'll take some time outside of this recorded devotion to meditate and reflect on this passage. And so, again, I hope you will do that. For this Devo, I want to mainly focus on spiritual gifts. If you're reading in the ESV along with me, you'll see that the heading at the top of the chapter is prophecy and tongues. And I'm definitely going to talk about those things, but I'd like for us to look at it from kind of a bigger picture perspective. Chapter 14, verse 1, Paul says, "Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy." Chapter 14 is a direct continuation of what Paul was speaking on in chapter 13, which we read yesterday. You may remember that this chapter is all about love. And among other things, Paul essentially says that we could have all these spiritual gifts and do all sorts of quote-unquote great things for God, but if we don't have love, then it's ultimately meaningless. He emphasizes this idea by wrapping up the chapter by saying, "So now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." So in chapter 14, verse 1, Paul is basically continuing this idea of love, but it doesn't end there. He continues by saying, "and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts." Despite the fact that Paul said that love comes first, by no means is he saying that you should only pursue love. We should also pursue spiritual gifts. The pursuit of love and spiritual gifts are meant to go hand in hand. And when you think about what some of what Paul has already written in 1 Corinthians, this shouldn't come as much of a surprise. A couple chapters ago, in chapter 12, Paul addressed spiritual gifts, and as a refresher, he talked about a variety of gifts that come from God for the common good. As he says in chapter 12, verse 11, "All these," meaning the gifts, "are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills." And he goes on to use the metaphor of the body and its parts to make the point that as believers, we're all part of one body and we're to use our gifts and everything we do for the sake of the body. So coming back to chapter 14, we can conclude that the spiritual gifts are meant to be practiced in and with love. And to love is to use the gifts that we have for the building up of fellow believers, for the body of Christ. All right, so with all that in mind, what is up with Paul's focus on prophecy and speaking in tongues? I mean, what exactly is prophecy and speaking in tongues? A general definition of the gift of prophecy is the ability to receive a divinely inspired message to deliver it to others in the church. Or it could be outside the church as well. Essentially, it's a word or a message from God for a specific person or specific people. Scripture makes it clear that this message is to be tested and examined by other believers in Scripture. And unlike the prophets of the Old Testament, these prophecies are not the authoritative, thus saith the Lord types of words from God. But still, these are messages along the lines of exhortation, correction, disclosure, comfort, and many more that are from God for other people. Meanwhile, the gift of tongues is prayer, typically spoken to God in a language that is unknown to the one speaking it. And because it's unknown to the one speaking it, it's often considered simply just prayer between the person and God. So knowing this, and if you like to learn a lot more, there are a lot of resources out there, but actually if you do take part in our Experiencing God course, it's a great place to learn more about these things. But anyway, why does Paul address these two specifically? Well, for one, it could be that these were particular gifts that the Christians in Corinth were seeking and seeing in their church and had questions about. You know, Paul references in our passage that the Corinthians appeared to be seeking manifestations of the Spirit, and maybe these were the things that were most apparent. Maybe there were those in the Corinthian church who were speaking in tongues whenever and however they wanted, and therefore Paul felt the need to address that. Or maybe it could also just be that Paul really just wants everyone to prophesy. That's what he does say in verse 5 after all, where he says, "Now I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy." I think regardless of the very specific reasons, his main point is that spiritual gifts are nothing without love. We should earnestly desire both love and spiritual gifts, and that spiritual gifts are meant to be used in the context of building up the church. He doesn't say that speaking tongues is wrong or that it should be prevented. And again, he actually says that he would want for everybody to speak in tongues. But he ultimately emphasizes prophecy because, as he says in verse 4, the one who speaks in tongues builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Paul's focus is on the spiritual health and welfare and unity of the church. And therefore, he wants for people to prophesy so that, all of that can take place. And so, this morning, as I wrap up this Devo, I'd like for us to reflect upon this, our use of our gifts, and ask ourselves, are we using it in love to build up the church? Again, all of us have gifts. That's something that we saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that each one has been given a spiritual gift. But are we using it out of love to build up God's church, to bless other people? Maybe you've been using it, but just using it almost like a tool without really thinking about it. Or maybe you haven't been using your gifts at all. But as a part of this church, as someone who has considered this body, this church body, to be their own, let's use the gifts that we've been given in love for the sake of building up his body. So with that, let me pray for us to close. Father, we thank you. Thank you that you have given us these gifts. Gifts that are not for our own gain or anything like that, but for the building up of your body. Lord, help us to be people who use these gifts, to use the gift of prophecy or tongues or whatever else it may be that you have given to us. Help us to do so with love. May love be the foundation upon which we live our lives, in which we use our gifts. For Lord, again, we could use these things, we could be active users of our spiritual gifts, but without love, it's nothing. And so, Father, help us to grow in this way, to better understand what it means to use our gifts in love. And then again, that you would be honored and glorified through all of this. Thank you for this time in your word. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.